I don't care. Shut up. Don't talk. Don't say anything. Unless it's Friday.
It's not yet.
Who cares then?
It's not quite.
Oh, forget
it's Friday
it.
Eve, as we like to call it. Friday Eve.
That's a good way of putting it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, very well done, sir.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on 95.5 KLOS.
That almost makes life bearable. Friday Eve.
I really do have to sort of leave breadcrumbs for Sluggo to make it through the week.
That's a fact.
Just to make sure that he keeps his eye on the prize.
Especially when we're on the verge of a four-day weekend. Man, yeah. That is the prize right there.
That is going to be pretty great.
Damn! I'll see y'all later. I'm out.
Yeah, we're not done yet, though. Today's Thursday.
Let's pretend I'm practicing as I walk out
the
door.
It's Friday Eve.
And don't come back.
Let's talk about Give Me Five.
Okay.
Five songs in a row with
Can't in the title. Yeah, because it was Can on Monday, Tuesday, whatever. And then Can't yesterday. So we have more. There's more.
There's
Can't.
A lot more Can't.
Yeah.
Oh, I put Don't.
Well, yeah, I know. I was trying to head you off of the path.
How about that?
That didn't work.
Can't.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, it never works.
It's like, don't say it. You'll sound really dumb.
Yeah, of course. That's what I do. What's up with Florida?
Yeah, what is up with Florida?
One American dollar. People are dumb. In the 4 o'clock hour, 4th of July disasters.
Oh, nice. And a massage. I guess we're getting a massage today for everybody. Isn't that nice? Is that happening? Oh, is that not happening? Oh, I guess that's not happening.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm asking in the back of the room where there's nobody standing.
Oh, all right. This Lego's checked out. We're in trouble. And we have your tickets to join us at Disneyland.
Yeah.
So that's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
There's no clock up there either, by the way.
Yeah, I
keep doing that. I look up there. They haven't fixed the clock yet. You know, it's really hard to fix a digital clock.
It's just a clock.
It's almost impossible.
It's been 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks.
You just keep looking at a blank wall.
And there's no clock. They say they're missing a part.
A part?
It's a clock. You can buy a new one for $20. What's happening?
I don't know. I don't even know what time it is. But apparently sometime today we'll have tickets to Disneyland.
Yes, correct.
Okay, cool. That's a new one from Greta Van Fleet. It's going to grow on you. Check yourself in the shower tonight because it's gonna be there. Meeting the Master is the name of the new album. It's going
to
be a song.
What are we supposed to do in the shower? How does that work?
You know, if you don't know, I can't go into details. Starcatcher is the name of the new album. It's going to be out July 21st from Greta Van Fleet.
We should do People Are Dumb.
People Are Dumb.
This came to us via Raul, who sends us a lot of good stuff.
He's
man
awesome.
With heart-shaped face tattoo accused of pelting Skittles at restaurant patrons.
Yeah, and they use the word man loosely. They showed a picture of this kid. He looks like he's 8.
He really does look 12 tops.
I mean, if he's throwing Skittles at people, that does make sense.
They say he's 19. Tristan Stettina.
Tristan
is 19 years old, allegedly burst into a restaurant on Friday and just started throwing Skittles at people.
That sounds like something you and I would have done in the 80s, early 80s.
In the day, yeah.
Yeah, 70s.
And no one knew why, and he wasn't saying anything.
You know, when you're hurling Skittles at people, you don't need a reason.
That's true.
It's something you do.
That is true.
But they got a little upset, I guess.
One victim of the colorful attack reportedly told police she was hit in the back with a Skittle that led to a stinging pain in her back area.
Is she related to Giuliani, perchance? Kind of overreacting to...
To which I would say, shut up.
Victim.
It's a Skittle, victim. For God's sakes. But they did find the kid because they were all told that he had this tattoo of a heart underneath his right eye on his face and two other face tattoos.
I'm almost slightly amused by it, although I would be extremely annoyed if it happened. But until he saw the picture with the heart tattoo, dude.
You want to punch him just for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way he's going to get away from everybody.
As officers were placing handcuffs on him, mm-hmm. he pulled away and attempted to run free from the officers.
Leave me alone.
Yes. This kid, who can't be 19.
No way.
He could face more than a year in jail if convicted of crimes.
What?
Yep.
For throwing Skittles at
mm-hmm.
people? What's going on?
I always like to imagine that conversation in jail. Hey, man.
First of all,
what are you in for?
Really cool tattoo, kid.
Grand Theft Auto, what are you in for?
Murder.
I was throwing Skittles at the woman that said I hurt her back. Throwing Skittles.
Skittles. And a year in jail.
Whatever happens to him, he deserves.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of the tattoos, not the skills.
Because of the tattoos.
Stop doing that. It was like a 4-hour documentary on the Eagles.
Yeah.
And they're talking about playing that guitar part and how each of them would challenge the other person by changing it up a little bit.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So they would actually have to pay attention to what the other person's doing.
You know, you've done it. You played a song so many times live on stage, you got to start screwing around with it.
4 hours it is.
4 hours.
Yes.
Long, almost as long as that song.
Long documentary. Hey, you want to win some money?
Yes!
You always ask where the source is. And I'm going to tell you, this is Rolling Stone, and it's also a terrible list. Okay?
I'm starting to think you're trying to keep your dollars. You don't want to share a dollar.
I'm only going to ask you for three of the correct answers. Three of the top 10, because the category is the best summer songs of all time.
Best summer songs of all time.
Yes.
Wow.
Now,
of all time.
I will say that this is a bogus list because it came out last year.
Yeah.
And is heavily influenced by newer music that came out in the last couple of years.
Crap.
So it's not, why I'm saying you only need to get three right.
So I'm guessing Chet Baker isn't on there, or whatever that summertime song is, that one summer. I'm not even going to make that
I
guess.
Don't even know that's what that means. Okay.
Because that's really old. One American Dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamaha. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamaha.com.
The best summer songs of all time.
Except it's in the last couple of years.
I mean, they do go old.
Why are you so
But
vicious?
There's a lot more new than there should be for Rolling Stone.
So I'm guessing, all right, so I will say, I guess Summer Nights Van Halen probably isn't on that list.
Summer Nights Van Halen.
Clearly.
Is incorrect. We did summer songs for Gimme 5, and it was difficult.
Yeah, it was sort of
difficult.
Yeah. Mungo Jerry's Summer in the City is probably not going to be on. I'm just going to guess old ones because... Because I don't know any new ones. I don't know. I mean, you're talking like top 40
stuff.
I
looked at this list and I said he should be able to get three of them.
Three of them?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now you've already taken two guesses.
Yeah. Summer Breeze, Seals and Crofts.
Summer Breeze. Nope. Sorry.
Give me one artist that's on there so I know that I'm not going to know who the hell these people are.
Oh, you mean that you won't recognize?
Yeah.
Oh, Snail Mail?
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
That's your address. Your mailing address at home.
I don't know. It's a song called Heat Wave in 2018.
That's an artiste of some sort?
So now you only have nine left. But you've taken three guesses.
Well, if you're saying new DJ Jazzy Jeff Summertime ain't going to be on there.
That is a great guess and incorrect.
He just wants to keep his dollar, ladies
and
gentlemen.
These lists are awful. I changed it from four to three because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't even get one.
Nope.
Talk to me, Freaky. What's on the list?
All right. Number 10.
Uh-huh.
Ramones, Rockaway Beach.
My favorite Ramones song.
Yep.
That
one I was sure you would get.
Granted, they all sound the same, but that one's my favorite by far. Love that song.
Number 9, the Beach Boys, California Girls.
Okay, that's fair enough. I was going to say Beach Boys Surfing USA. But
sure, but you didn't.
No.
Alice Cooper, School's Out.
Great song.
1972.
All right, should have gotten that one.
Number 7 is Eddie Cochran, Summertime Blues.
Okay.
Number 6 is Martha and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street.
I hate that song.
Number 5 is Lil Nas X, Old Town Road.
What'd you just say?
That's like a recent, like 5 year
say
old
Say that
thing.
Again.
Lil Nas X. Yeah.
That sounds awful.
He's like a, I think he wears like a cowboy hat.
It's hard to believe, dude, but 40 years ago, we played Top 40, you and I.
Yeah, true.
I don't know any of this.
You know the song Despacito?
I hated it then.
Featuring Justin Bieber?
Sure. No, I don't.
Okay, that was number 4. Number 3, I gave you Snail Mail, Heat Wave.
Never
number 2 is Drake, In My Feelings.
Oh, my God.
And number 1 is Cardi B and Bad Bunny and J Belvin. I Like It.
How dare they say, I like that song.
Like
that is actually a good song.
Yeah.
That's, I do know that
That's
one.
The one that you know.
But how dare they say these are of all time?
I know, that's what's ridiculous.
What happened
about
to Rolling Stone?
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to talk of all time, the top 10 better be ones that like we played.
Well,
on
yeah, we've
Gimme
heard
5.
Of.
Yeah.
That we haven't heard of 5 of these.
I mean, nobody that's this age is reading Rolling Stone, man.
That's true. Then maybe this is why.
Not into Nas X or whatever that
is. Maybe this is why.
Give me the dollar anyway.
Nope.
Can I have a dollar?
Nope.
Just give me a dollar.
Safe. In the United States last year, 9 people died and an estimated 11,500 people were injured in fireworks-related accidents.
Wait, only 9? I mean, I don't want to be callous, but 9 doesn't sound...
Seems like we're doing pretty well.
I gotta say.
Thin the herd.
And 11,000 hurt?
11,500 were injured.
You know, it's funny because I just happened to come across this thing, some vintage photo sites that I follow or whatever, and back around the turn of the last century, 1900s, they used to put up all these billboards and posters everywhere in New York City. Like, be careful with fireworks. Don't be playing with them. And they had an astronomical number. It was more than, I mean, you
oh,
know.
Is that right? right.
Yeah, I mean, there was no way in the country a lot more people weren't being injured. So clearly, doing better now.
So we're doing great, is what you're saying.
So don't worry about it.
We don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
I was looking for a history of fireworks mayhem. Mm-hmm. I did that search. And the first one that came up was Winifred Duncan, who was running a store near Cleveland's public square. She was showing a four-year-old a sparkler.
That's always a good idea.
Right.
Hey, hold this.
But she said, no, it's harmless. It's a sparkler. Sure,
in a place filled with explosives.
Moments later, a spark jumped to a nearby flag. Within seconds, a flame had reached the and ignited the store's large fireworks.
Sure.
With a rattling roar of skyrockets, torpedoes, and candles were set off, carrying the flame to every part of the store.
Wow.
Seven people, including the little kid, died.
Uplifting story. Thanks for sharing that.
We did. My dad did call the cops on us one time.
Your dad called the cops on you?
On me, yeah.
Wow.
Told me he was going to.
Wow. That gave you a chance to stop doing what you're doing?
Yeah.
But you didn't, of course.
No, he said to stop doing fireworks because they're illegal. And I said, right.
So?
But I mean, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, right?
Sure. Of course.
Right. I mean, come on now.
Wow, he called the cops on you.
Yeah.
God, hey, my dad would just beat my ass. He'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
No, my dad.
You're not setting those off right. You haven't blown anything up.
Me and my two brothers synchronized our watches, and our next door neighbor, Robbie Joyner, was out back in a tent for the night.
Yeah.
And we surrounded him and then just started shooting fireworks at the tent like crazy.
Wow, you wish for the days you were only throwing rocks at him.
Yeah, no kidding.
He pined for those days.
So we've all seen the pictures of people who try to hold on to fireworks.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Don't do that.
No.
Because that's dumb.
Yeah.
I have never had a serious injury with fireworks.
But you play big.
I did play big for a long time.
He says, now trying to throw the cops off his trail.
Right, exactly. there was another time when I was out of town and we were doing fireworks, and one of the embers fell on the top of my head.
Oh, man.
And it felt like it was burning through my skull.
That's what it was trying to do.
Oh, that
was
so painful.
It was working on it. Wow.
And my kids were dying laughing because I was just trying to hit my head as hard as I could.
Now, let's look at the difference in generations here. You are blowing up fireworks right there next to your kids, almost catching yourself on fire laughing. Yeah, I mean, clearly.
Professionally.
Clearly. Right. The sheriff shut you down one time, I recall, on the
professionally,
beach.
Professionally, right?
Doing that, whereas your dad called the cops
called
on
the
you.
Cops on you.
It's a lesson learned.
He said, I'm going to call the cops on you.
Clearly
you
didn't
stop doing that. I was like, all right, well, I got some time then.
Call away, Dad.
I got some time then.
I got a few minutes.
I've probably got 5 to 7 minutes to
ruin
this. Let's
Rob Joyner's life or whatever.
So, 4th of July disasters.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for
it
right now.
It went wrong.
818-955-KLOS. 4th of July disasters.
I don't know what kind of stuff it is, but you take it and you throw it into water and it explodes.
Well, I don't know that one.
It's some really weird stuff. You got to be careful handling it and everything, but you throw it in water and it's bam!
Oh, that's cool.
Jed the Fish had a bunch of it. And we were going around throwing it into, like, fountains and water.
I need to get that.
Yeah, and one of them, one time, didn't make it into the water, but just a little bit. And we were kind of, like, kicking it, and he was screaming. It was outside of a bank. And so, you know, we should get a hold of Jed, because he has incredible fireworks. He really does. He has some weird stuff.
I think that's
stuff.
The problem, is that a lot of people take it into their own hands.
Right, literally.
And they shouldn't, because they're not professionals like I am.
You've had years of experience.
818-955 KLOS, 4th of July disasters.
Bring on through. Boom! Pow! Boom! Blam! Boom! Bang! Bam!
Ah! 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That was my fireworks
was it?
Sound effects. Yeah, it's almost like you were there.
No one died.
That's yeah, boo!
Talking about 4th of July disasters, you have a story?
I was living up in Montana at the time. And we're in a small town having a street fair, 4th of July. And they got the motors, the ones that shoot out of the tube.
Yep.
And so I was trying to aim it in a different direction.
Right.
As opposed to up?
Yeah, you know, just scare some people, have fun.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, the tape to the fuse stuck on me. Yeah.
Damn. And, so you were like, shaking your hand like you only rarely do at night on your own, and you were screaming and running. Did it blow up?
Oh, yeah, it blew up. I put it in upside down, and it blew up my hand.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
That sounds like you made about 10 mistakes right there.
Boom.
About 10, but luckily I was in front of the fire station.
Well, they were doing a good job of keeping an eye on you.
Hey, can you make the noise that you made when you screamed in terror? Very good.
Pretty strong. Thanks, dude.
818-955-KLOS.
4th of July disasters. My favorite video of all time for fireworks disasters is Backup Terry.
Oh, this is a dude in a wheelchair?
Backup Terry. Terry hurt his foot. He's sitting in a wheelchair. They light off a firework.
Right next to Terry in the wheelchair. Right next to him.
And he won't move.
He just sits there.
And the play-by-play is great.
Bag up, bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry, what's going on?
That's some high pitched, man. He hits some high notes.
He really does.
Because Tear barely starts to roll.
He doesn't even move.
He looks a little concerned, Tear does, but he doesn't really seem to care.
Doesn't
He's like,
care.
Who cares? I'm in a wheelchair.
Talking about 4th of July.
Hurt my leg. How much worse can it get?
4th of July disasters. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Fred. Kevin and Sligo, how are we doing?
Good. We are doing great. We're talking about 4th of July disasters.
I know. I actually have three of them that I can do them really quick.
Okay, we'll be timing you. Go.
First one back in the 90s. Big firework party at my house. I was much like you, Kevin. I knew the fire department. A buddy of mine lit off a skyrocket, lit my palm tree on fire.
Oh, no.
Fire department came out, put it all out. I knew the guys. They gave me a really hard time. The next day at my restaurant that I used to own, they came in, and my employees were complaining it's hot in here. And they said, wow, you should have been at Fred's house last night. It was really hot there.
Love it. That's one.
A couple years ago, I had a party at a friend of mine's house. Someone knocked over one of the big skyrockets, Excalibur mortars.
Yep.
It went into his neighbor's bushes, caught the bushes on fire. Everyone ran to put it all out. The neighbor came out and says, man, that show is great. Are we doing it again next year?
Not everybody has that appreciation level.
Especially in wildfire country.
Yeah, no kidding.
Last year, and this was the luckiest of them all. Huge party again. Most fireworks I've ever had. I had the whole bed of my truck filled with illegals.
They're called immigrants, sir.
I had one guy who had a makeshift mortar. I'm going, no, that off. It's going to cause a problem. He went and lit it off. It fell sideways. It actually hit me, hit a buddy of mine. We were sitting on the bed of my truck. Had we not been sitting there, we would have blew up my truck.
Wow.
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 You are a dangerous human being.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're learning from each experience and not trying it again.
I just moved houses, so I got to see what the neighborhood's like before I can do it.
Yeah, you got to snoop it out, sure. Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi. So you want to tell my story?
Yes, please. Your 4th of July disaster.
Yeah.
Okay, so my name is Jasmine, and when I was 6, I had a sparkler in my hand that was supposed to be a regular sparkler, but it ended up being one of the illegal sparklers, and it burned my stomach, and now I have a second belly button.
Whoa, are you serious? You have
How did it burn your stomach?
because I was playing with it, like, I was playing with it and trying to write my name in the street. And it backfired and it burned all over me because it was the ones that's supposed to go in the air. The
Roman
candles.
God.
Wow. Wow.
Those are huge. You're lucky you only have a second belly button.
Yeah. Did you show everybody at school from then on? You're like, hey, check out my second belly button.
No, that's too embarrassing.
I would have loved it. I would have been like, wow, you're cool.
Same.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling. Glad you're okay.
Thank you. Bye.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
4th of July disasters.
When we were kids, we always got a beach house down in Balboa, on the Balboa Island. And me and my cousin, not going to mention no names, but we were throwing sparklers out into the bay, and he threw it on a sailboat, and it ignited.
Ooh, man. Wow.
And did the whole thing burn, or did they get it put out?
No. Everybody. They had the fire boat in the bay area, but by the time we got there, it was total.
Wow, kids! Oh. Damn it, kids!
Right, these kids.
What kind of 4th of July celebration is that? It's America's birthday, and this guy lost his yacht
with sparklers.
With sparklers, no less.
That's fantastic.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
4th of July disasters.
That's a disaster. That is absolutely a disaster.
Bagel, bagel. Bagel, Terry. Put it reverse, Terry. Put it reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what you doing?
See, now I want to watch the second Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Talking about 4th of July disasters, where were you?
So my grandma lived in Azusa, and the whole block was having a party. And, you know, I lit up one of those fireworks, those shell mortar fireworks that go up in the air.
Yeah, oh, right. The mortars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The big ones.
Yeah. It lands on the roof of her house.
Oh.
And it starts firing. Everybody is like running to her house to extinguish it. Luckily, we did that.
So everyone's grabbing hoses and trying to...
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
How long was it burning up there?
Probably for a good 5 minutes.
Woo! Damn.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Someone got the leaf blower, actually.
That's pretty great.
Leaf blower.
Good thinking.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling. That was awesome.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
My parents' house burned on the 4th of July.
Oh, no. Tell us about it.
Well, my parents were home. It was the 1 year nobody came over, and they were sitting in the house, and somebody let off a bottle rocket, hit their top of their roof, and the neighbors came in knocking on the door and saying, your house is on fire.
Wow, that's like the last story, but they didn't get it put out? They weren't using leaf blowers and hoses and... They didn't get it out?
No, they got it out, but it just burned the top of the house.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not great.
No.
That's not what you want.
You know, it's that moment when you realize it's gone wrong.
Yep.
That's just a special kind of terror that's...
Give me fire.
Songs in a row.
Are really 10 songs because we did this yesterday, but there's so many songs with Cant in the title that we've decided to do a second day of Cant songs. And what's this first one?
Cam from Culver City wanted to hear this.
I don't know this song, but you know, that's what I like about this. We'll play whatever. Here you go, Pam. Cam, I wanted to hear that, huh?
Yep.
Well, you know, whatever they ask for, we play. I don't know that song.
That's not true.
That's from 1969. That sounded really good from The Temptations.
It's Give Me Five, songs with Cant in the title, and Stephen Patrick wants to hear The Replacements. Can't Hardly Wait.
Wow. There's a change. All right, here you go.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, you guys taking the Cant request?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
I didn't listen yesterday, but did you guys play Why Can't We Be Friends?
I love the scene in Dazed and Confused that uses that song. War, Why Can't We Be Friends? What were you telling me about war?
Remember when the House of Blues was on Sunset?
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of downstairs.
Yep.
The stage was.
Yeah.
And I was watching War.
Right.
And I was there with somebody who's not incredibly smart.
Okay.
And
well, that's a long list.
We turned around and looked, and water was pouring down the steps.
Oh, man.
Into
the House of Blues,
yes.
On Sunset. You could seriously drown in,
yes,
there. What?
And she said, is this part of the show? And I said, no! Run!
Part of the show?
It was the main water line on Sunset had broken and filled it up.
Oh, man. Several people died today, and they thought it was part of the show.
That was the greatest question ever. Is this part of the show?
All right, it's Give Me Five with Cant for the second day in a row, and this is a weird suggestion, and I approve.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. How about Why Can't This Be Love, Van Halen?
Why not? I can't see a reason why not.
We can't see a reason why not.
That was actually not intentional for once. Who are you?
Peter.
Peter, you got it.
Whoa. And these headphones fed back. So it's all Cant songs. Give Me Five today, and tomorrow it's all party songs. We're starting up 4 full days of nonstop party music, and we'll be handing out power trip tickets as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, JD's going to have them between noon and 6 every single day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, different times during those hours, and playing party music the whole damn time. That starts at our little 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Love it.
Can't wait.
Love it.
Yeah, so we got one more song we can squeeze in on the Cant list.
Brian in San Pedro says, I can't explain by the Who. Time for What's Up with Florida. A Flagler County man was arrested after trying to steal several products from a Target.
Okay, like what?
Deputies said they responded to reports about the Target theft Monday afternoon.
Right.
Upon arrival, deputies found 46-year-old David Romero trying to back out of a parking space outside the Target.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he was having a lot of trouble getting out.
I can't rewind my car.
Right. Then the release shows the deputies tried to take Romero into custody and an arrest warrant was out for him. But as they tried to place him in the patrol car, a pink vibrator fell out of his pants.
Yes, 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 yes.
Investigators later learned that Romero had stolen the vibrator from Target along with condoms, personal lubricant, several sexual enhancement products.
Wait, they sell these things?
And a t-shirt.
I didn't even know. I need to head to Target and a t-shirt.
Target in Florida.
Oh, okay.
That's the key.
All right. I got to drive to Florida.
But
then.
Imagine the embarrassment of having a vibrator fall out of your
pants.
Look,
you know what? Really, they saved him by busting him there because clearly he would have ended up in the hospital
after
a night or 10 days of
That is true.
I don't know how
abuse.
It got in there. I must have fallen on it.
Can't wait for Saturday night. It's almost here. It's not close enough.
It is very close.
Yeah.
Second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is here. We have four tickets for you to join us. If you're caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary.
Mary, you are caller 25.
No, I'm not. That's crazy.
You are?
Crazy.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
You've been trying for a while to get the tickets?
Yes, and I feel like I'm getting pranked right now, so thanks.
No, don't worry about that.
No, that's not it.
Yeah.
Four tickets for August 24th when we close down the park for Disney California Adventure Park.
We will see you there.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
We have the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, and we have four tickets for you right now. If you're caller 25, 818-955-KLOS, good luck.
Do you know who you are angry with? You are angry with Mike from Lake Arrowhead, who made himself caller 25 just now, which means he is going to hang out at California Disney Adventure, the California Adventure Park, with us when we shut down the park. Another chance for you to win sometime soon.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We would like you and three friends to join us.
And celebrate 100 years of Disney. That's unbelievable.
Be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
My name is Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, how you doing?
You are caller 25.
I'm doing good.
Now you're even better.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. You got four tickets to join us for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yay!
Have you ever invaded Disney before, Tammy, or is this your first invasion?
No, I've been there quite a few times, but it's been very many years.
Yeah, but did you invade it? Did you, like, take it over and throw everybody out and just have the park to yourself?
No, but that sounds like a great idea.
Well, we're going to do it.
We're going to do it, and you're going to be there.
Speaking of driving, Brandon, are you on the road right now? Brandon is a medical courier. And he works for A-Line Messenger Service, and he listens to this KLOS thing in the vehicle. Are you allowed to do that, Brandon? Thank you for doing that, Brandon. We want to hear if you're listening to KLOS at work. Hit us up at KLOS.com. LAPD, Central Facilities Garage downtown, is listening to KLOS.
Making a wise choice.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Apparently Samuel is the one who makes that happen. So if you're listening at work, let us know. Hit us up at KLOS.com. This is Mr. Bowie for you on KLOS. It was Neil Peart's first day on the job with Rush on this day in rock in 1974. Ended up drumming for him for 18 albums. Do you remember a 19-year-old Courtney Cox showing up in Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark live video? That was filmed on this day in rock in 1984.